Welcome to City News 570 Rangers Talk, brought to you by You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
And back here at the Sleeman Center, where the Rangers fall to the Guelph Storm for just the second time this season. 5-4 the final, and a bit of a barn burner here. Let's take a look at your scoring summary from this game. The goals came quick. Charlie Paquette opened the scoring with his 17th of the season from Michael Buschinger and Jet Luchenko at 6:52 of the first. And then just 29 seconds later, it was Jake Carabella with his 22nd from Braden Bowman and Jet Luchenko. And it was 2-0 Guelph. That's how we finished the first. In the second, the Rangers would get on the board with Tanner Lamb's 12th of the season from Luca Romano and Luke Elenis. The goal coming at 6:35. And then just 15 seconds later, Romano with his 10th, stealing a puck inside the Storm blue line as they tried to go D to D. Unassisted goal for Romano, it was 2-2. And not long after that, it was Carson Rakoff with his 52nd of the season from Trent Swick and Hunter Brustevich. The goal coming at 9:29. So all told, three goals in under 3 minutes for the Rangers, and they were up 3-2. Guelph takes their timeout, and it worked. Gavin Grundner would score his 6th from Ryland Singh and Michael Buschinger at 12:29 of the second to tie the game 3-3, and then Cam Allen just a minute 28 later. Allen's 2nd from Charlie Paquette, 13:57 of the second. The Storm back in front 4-3, and that's how the second period would end. In the third, Simon Motu with just a terrific play defensively to get the puck back for the Rangers, and then offensively to score his 10th. Adrian Misiljevic the assist at 9:31. That tied the game 4-4, but Charlie Paquette, with a minute 32 to go, his 2nd of the game, 18th of the season, from Grundner and Namestnikov, and the Storm win it 5-4. Kitchener goes 0-3 on the Channers' power play. They outshoot the Storm 30-24. Post-game coverage for You Save Flooring continues on City News 570.
You're listening to City News 570 Rangers Talk, brought to you by You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
Back here in Guelph, the Storm 5, the Rangers 4. Paul Fixter, ringside.
Thanks, Mike. I'm downstairs with head coach UC Ahokas. And coach, does that sting a little bit to let that one slip away at the end?
Well, yeah. I thought, like, all in all, like, first period wasn't good from us. They could get those two goals and they wouldn't get into the game 3-2. But after that, we pretty much gave every goal to them. Two goals, we first their third goal, long shift offensive, we don't change, then we go D-zone, we don't box out the guy. Their fourth goal, we put it in ourselves, and then the last one also play it back where we could have played it, just keep going south to north, their game-winning goal, and then we didn't box out either there, so we kind of gave the game away in that point. Yeah, they battled hard, they worked hard, but I still thought like we should have been better in scoring. With four goals you should win. So today was defending and playing more smart, or we should have played more smarter what we did today.
That playing that more smart part of the game that you talk about, is that just the mental part, the mental fatigue of this point in the season, coach?
Nah, it's I guess. Can be that, but also like just not thinking. You can't have ego. You have to have you have to play at this point just for the team, and that's, you can't, if you're over a minute in offensive zone and then you don't change before and then you go back, you better be able to defend the whole way at that point. And then that's a mental error there. We didn't play it. We could have played it forward, but we played it back, and then so small mistakes and they happen, but still it shouldn't be shouldn't happen at this point of season, but hopefully this is the worst game and we don't have to play any more of this kind of bad games for us. But we had plenty of chances to score, we outshot them and all that, but still, like, we have to play better defense.
Thanks, coach. Quick turnaround. We'll see you on Tuesday.
Thank you.
Back upstairs to you, Mike.
Thank you very much, Paul. You see a Hokus. When you score four, you should win. But the Rangers, with some of those breakdowns that absolutely do happen, especially at this level, really the coach feels as though Rangers gave that one away to a hard-working Guelph squad. Give the Storm credit for their effort this afternoon in the 5-4 victory over the Kitchener Rangers. Your post-game show brought to you by You Save Flooring. Price is so low, just take it and go. You're listening to City News 570.
You're listening to City News 570 Rangers Talk. Brought to you by You Save Flooring. Price is so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
Back here in Guelph where the Rangers fall 5-4 to the Storm. Paul Fixter ringside.
Thanks, Mike. I'm with the man who nodded the game at 3 this evening with a really nice goal. Simon, just walk us through that goal because it started in the defensive zone for the Rangers.
Yeah, I mean, it all starts with kind of structure. They came down in a rush. Reeder closed on them. D's job is to get the driver guy. So I just did my job, joined the rush, and, you know, Missile made a really good play to me. And then, you know, with Flinner we work on always shooting low, trying to beat goalies. You know, it doesn't have to be hard. It just has to be accurate. And, you know, we've praised it all year, and it finally went in. So it's nice.
How much does this thing losing to a team that, you know, you've had their number all year. You've won the series. You're up in the series 5-1 at this point.
Yeah, I mean, we gave them the win. They're a good team. I'll give them credit. They work hard. They follow their systems, but we're a better team. We gave them the win there, and it stings. But, you know, we're lucky we get to play them Tuesday and give it right back to them.
What do you think the lesson for the hockey club is tonight after this loss?
Just we got to be consistent with our effort and our physicality and doing the small details. You know, UC praises it. Get to the net, finish a hit. You know, even Flinner, you know, a guy hits you, let him know that, you know, hit him back or hit one of their forwards. You know, be tough on their top guys. So just sticking to those things, you know, going in the playoffs is going to be key for us.
You mentioned playoffs. The season is winding down. Do you think about that at all, Simon, as your junior career is getting closer to the end?
Yeah, it's sad for sure. We got a really good group of guys, and, you know, this is probably the closest I've ever been with, you know, my teammates in my last year. So it sucks that it's my last year and I get to only play with these guys for 1 year. But going in the playoffs, I mean, we want to make a run. We will make a run. And this team, you know, we love each other. We're side by side. We got each other's back. So I'm pretty confident in our chances.
Keep doing what you're doing because this team's going to lean a lot on you as you head into the playoffs. Do you feel like this game had a bit of a playoff feel to it with going back to back against them coming up on Tuesday again?
I think, you know, when we play Guelph, teams like London, you know, rivalry games, I think it's huge, no matter if it's regular season. But, you know, this team's close in the standing, so we might see them in the first round. And just to send them a message Tuesday, let them know that, you know, this is a fluke. It's going to be key.
Congratulations on getting your 10th goal of the season tonight.
Thank you.
Back upstairs to you, Mike.
Thank you very much, Paul. Simon Motu with some post-game thoughts following a 5-4 Rangers setback here at the Sleeman Center in Guelph. Post-game coverage for You Save Flooring. Price is so low, just take it and go. We continue on City News 570.
You're listening to City News 570 Rangers Talk. Brought to you by You Save Flooring. Price is so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
Back here inside the Sleeman Center in Guelph, where it was a back-and-forth affair. Goals came in bunches. Leads changed hands. And at the end of it all, the Guelph Storm skate away with the 5-4 victory over the Kitchener Rangers. Let's take a look at your three stars from this game. Three stars, a presentation of the Better Business Bureau. Find a better business at bbb.org. One goal, one assist for Storm forward Gavin Grundner, and that makes him the third star of this contest this afternoon. The same stat line for Rangers rookie Luca Romano, a goal and an assist, and he is named star number two, and no doubt whatsoever. With two goals and an assist, he had the sandwich goals today, the first and the final. Charlie Paquette, numbers 17 and 18 on the season, an assist to go along with it for good measure, and Paquette is the first star of this game in Guelph this afternoon. So your three stars go Charlie Paquette, Luca Romano, and Gavin Grundner. Three stars for the Better Business Bureau. Find a better business at bbb.org. We're back to wrap from the Sleeman Center right after this. Stay with us. Kitchener Rangers hockey post-game coverage is for You Save Flooring. You're listening to City News 570.
Once the East Avenue Blues step off the ice, it's time to break down the game. This is City News 570 Rangers Talk. Brought to you by You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
Well, somewhere inside this cavernous facility that has emptied out more than 4,800 on hand to take in the Storm's 5-4 win over the Kitchener Rangers. Somewhere in here is my broadcast partner, Paul Fixter. Where, though, I cannot be certain. All I know for sure is that he's not seated next to me. Josh Brown, the reporter for the Waterloo Region Record, is comfortably back in his seat, but that's okay. We'll just, look at who decided to show up. I gotta tell you a little quick little story here. There was a time 6 years ago we were playing the Sault Ste. Marie Greyhounds in the playoffs, and we had finished a game in the Sioux, and we're making the drive back to Kitchener, and the Sioux bus passed us on the highway, and we gave Moose, our bus driver, the hardest time, said, Moosey, they beat us on the road, they're going to beat us on the ice. Ultimately, the Rangers would lose that playoff series versus Sault Ste. Marie. Fixie, I'm here to tell you that if you keep letting Josh Brown, the Waterloo Region Record, report it, you can't let the newspaper guys beat the radio guys back to the booth. There's our reputation is at stake here.
I had to make a pit stop so badly that I couldn't wait.
I think that the coach, kind of like you and I talked about before you went downstairs for your post-game interviews, yes, you lose the game. Yes, there are going to be things that you wish happened differently or that you will work on to correct, but nobody's going to hang their heads a whole heck of a lot. UC Ahokas made it pretty clear. He thinks his team maybe gave this one away.
Yeah, I think the thing that struck me in that conversation was the mental part of the game.
Yeah,
they made some mistakes that resulted in goals for them. And the one, the Allen goal, you know, you got it, no, you take it sort of thing with Parsons and Campbell. And then the turnover on the game-winning goal, behind the goal line, those sorts of things, you know, you have to be mentally strong, and those were just bad decisions that ultimately resulted in goals for Guelph. And I think, Mike, I strongly believe this game, these 2 points meant more to Guelph than it did to Kitchener today. It just seemed like that they came out with a mission, and they were going to fulfill that.
I had a few members of our fellow media up here in the booth while you were downstairs ask me if we could do this again in the playoffs. I said, yes, please. So Guelph currently now moves back into that fifth position in the West, but we still have no idea. We have to play out the final three games. Everybody has to play out those final games to see where this all ends up. With the 4 goals here this afternoon, the Rangers move back into third in league scoring. Only London and Sudbury have scored more goals than the Kitchener Rangers this season. And at 284, an outside chance in the next 3 games to reach 300 goals scored, which is a whale of a number.
That's a big number. That, you know, the goal scoring hasn't been the issue. It's defending, and I think that'll be the message for the boys here today is, you know, four, and the coach said it, four's enough to win.
Yeah, it is.
But when you give up five, you better score more than four.
Well, we'll take all 284 plus of those goals, because everyone gets a $20 donation from the Liberal Credit Union to Cystic Fibrosis Canada.
And isn't it funny? It just struck me when I asked Collins about what it's going to take to win. He says, score one more goal than them. Boy, was he right.
Rob Collins, the assistant coach of the Guelph Storm, was prophetic in his pregame interview with Paul Fixter. Okay, that'll do it for us here this afternoon at the Sleeman Center. These teams will do it all over again at the Memorial Auditorium on Tuesday night. You know, Rangers fans traveled well here. Storm fans will do the same. And we'll see you back at the barn on East Avenue in about 48 hours from now. On behalf of my broadcast partner, Paul Fixter, and our producer back at the boardwalk, Jordan Malcolm, my name is Mike Farwell. Rangers fall 5-4 on the road this afternoon, and I bid you a very good Sunday afternoon from the Sleeman Center in Guelph.
This has been another edition of City News 570 Rangers Talk, brought to you by You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. Your home for the Kitchener Rangers. City News 570.